37, 38. Item two is deputy society member respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of and the custodians, the Kariata people whose land we are on today, respectfully and acknowledge the contribution of the Kariata elders, past, present and future, in their working together with the betterment for the future of the city of Port Hedland. Recording of attendance. Apologies, presiding member. No approved, apologies, sorry, approved leave, nil. Disclosure of interests, any? None. Response to previous questions. Question from the Public Audit and Risk Governance Committee being held on the Tuesday, 10th of May, 2016, nil. Question from the community members of the Audit and Risk Governance Committee meeting on Tuesday, 10th of May. It's got nil here, but I asked three questions, and the answer that are in the minutes, I don't accept that it's been a full report of what happened sort of thing. I just want to know, with regards to the lights, are they insurance or aren't they insurance, or what is it?
Which lights?
At Finnegan Island. It's problems. It says nil questions were asked sort of thing.
Well, they're not. I ask those questions. I think the discussion on that meeting was were they questions for this committee or not, or were they just general questions?
Right.
So my understanding was there was an answer given that the lights were part of an insurance claim, as were the solar cells as well. Solar or batteries were stolen as well.
My understanding was you were looking into whether they were or not a insurance asset policy or what?
Well, we'll always make a claim where we can make a claim.
Right.
If the claim is less than the value, depending on what the excess is, if the claim is less than the excess, then we don't make a claim. But we would report it and record it either as vandalism or as a theft. And I imagine those lights would be above our $1,000 excess threshold, and therefore we would be making an insurance claim.
So under 4.2, it's always nil?
Not always.
No.
Right, okay.
For the chair, the question would be, if there were questions from the previous meeting on 10th of May that were effectively questions on notice for this meeting, that's where they would be placed and the answers given. Whereas if there were questions that were asked and answered at that meeting,
they're in the minutes.
Then they're in the minutes of that meeting.
Yeah. That's where I looked at the answer sort of thing, and I was, you know, it concerned me that it comes up here, there were no questions asked, but there was questions asked from around the table. And it comes up as nil.
But this is not the minutes.
You know?
Through the chair, I think if 4.2 was rephrased to state as a heading, questions on notice from committee members.
Yeah, at the moment it's questions from the meeting on the 10th of Tuesday.
So,
you see my interpretation and your interpretation?
I agree. So in my view, it should have the heading questions on notice, which were nil.
Right.
So if we amend our future agendas to have that heading change, I think that'll clarify how it's interpreted.
That's right. For me, it would, yes. Okay, thank you. Application for leave of absence? Nil.
I have none received to date.
Attendance to telephone? Nil. Public time. Do I have to read this out? Because there's no public here.
Apparently you can practice your reading.
This meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an additional recording record to the meeting and to assist the minute taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission to the recording for your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with the section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use the visual or vocal electronic devices or instrument to record the proceedings of any meetings unless that that person that had been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with section 6.17.4 of the town local law of standing orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. 7.1, public time, question, open at 5:38. Public question time closed at 9:38.
5:38.
Public statement time open at 5:38. If there's no public statement time, closed at 5:38. Petitions, nil. Questions from members without notice. Run the table.
Okay, just in anticipation of the endorsement of the new audit risk and governance terms of reference, would it be possible for us to have a standard agenda item on monitoring and review? Because a lot of the components of the terms of reference is all about review, monitor. So if we have a standard agenda item, I think that will assist us to deliver that function.
So through the chair, so you're suggesting, Nina, a checklist, or what is it you're actually suggesting?
It's probably one standard agenda item. Say every 6 months there is a kind of item there on, say, whatever we are reviewing.
Progress report.
Any items that's been identified, say, in risk management or, say, internal audit that requires monitoring, then is it possible to have a standard agenda item?
Just on that, I've got a stuff which I want to bring up under 6.6 of the, on page 27 of the terms of reference also. And questions without notice, which will take into consideration what you're saying.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Newbury?
No.
Me?
Nothing from me.
Councillor Whitwell? Right, with being the presiding member at the moment, do I bring my questions in now or do I wait till later on?
If there are questions on the agenda item, if they're related to the agenda item, you can discuss it as part of that agenda item. If there are issues that aren't related to the agenda item.
Well, what it is I've looked through the policies and procedures on the Audit and Risk Governance Committee, and I think it should be noted that we might need a matrix on the list of stuff which we have endorsed so far, in which policy and procedures are in draft form, which ones have been passed by the council, so we have a standing list coming to us at the meetings, so we know exactly where we are. Also, we've got the corporate card, the fraud and the whistleblowers and all that sort of stuff. Unless we go to council meetings, we don't know where they are at in the system. And I think we need a matrix for us to see what's going on when we come to the meeting.
And so more of a status report?
Yes.
What's going to action?
Yeah. And also putting up a policy under 7.14 with having our policies in place so that we can identify which policies and procedures we need to endorse together on what we think. Because I think that in the past we've done the internal audit policy and we haven't got an internal auditor on. And maybe that could have waited and we've done some other policy stuff. I don't know. You know, we need to sit down and talk about the policies which are high priority for us, and maybe high priority, that's not high priority for you, sort of thing.
So we put a work plan together, which was...
Yeah, under 7.14, yeah.
Which was brought to the committee. But if it's more of a status report to understand where issues have been raised by this committee, are they being addressed or when will they be addressed?
Well, this is at the moment, how many of them are still draft and how many that haven't gone to the council yet, even now? Well, I'll just talk corporate card. Has that gone to the council yet?
Yes, it went in.
The procurement and purchasing is approved by council for the purpose of communication for endorsement for community conversations, if you will. So there was the two items that went up for the purpose endorsed by council. In terms of the fraud item, and whistleblower, they were in the same suite that went to council. So they're all subject to engagement with the community at this point in time. So I think what you're after is that STAS report, a list of what you recommend to council, how council endorsed them or not, and their status in terms of community engagement forums and or adoption by council, such that they become endorsed for operation. So if the standing item, which I think covers Nina's point, that is the standing item of the status of your business, which will be encapsulated with that work plan as well, that you can sign off on. So those two things together, I think, are the standing items that you're seeking.
Yeah, I really think that would be a great idea if we can say, okay, we go through the through that list and say, yes, we can tick them up or we can't tick them up, so that we know what, with regard to 7.14, that we know our future planning on what stuff we're going to do in the future sort of stuff as well.
And also through the chair, we probably don't need to have that every meeting. It can be periodic, every 3 months or 6 months, because things don't happen very quickly.
Myself, I'd like to see it come to the table, because I've had plenty of other meetings. You just, okay, yeah, we're going through that, or no, it needs to be looked at and questioned more. Where is that sort of thing? Because I think, you know, it's policy and procedure need to get in place for governance. We need to get good governance going, we need those policies and procedures in place. And if we need to, you know, talk to the council, to the council, go back to the CEO and then say, where are we at? Because we need to get those policy procedures going, sort of thing.
So if I can, through you, Mr. Chair, what we can do initially is we'll do a status report of the issues that have been raised and the policies that have been highlighted. And we can circulate that even out of session, but we can bring that back into the next agenda so you can see that it's in the next agenda. But we're happy to provide that over. It might take a week or so to just get that status updated.
Mm-hmm.
We can circulate that out of session so you know where things are up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll insert that into the next agenda. It'll be just an information item. It won't necessarily be an action item. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. Any more questions on it? Thanks. Okay. Number 9, declaration of all members that have read due consideration for all matters contained in the business papers before the meeting. Show of hands. 5-0. Confirm. Item 10, confirm the minutes of the previous meeting. 10.1. Any changes at all? I have. Page 22, the surname Stewart is spelt wrong, and also on page 23 is spelt wrong.
Pick up.
Was it there, the obvious thing, was it?
Did I give you one on this one?
Okay, with those two changes, there was someone to move them, that the minutes be accepted. Councillor Panganis, Councillor Whitwell, anybody against? All in favour? Jerry. Recommendation. Oh, sorry, we did that already. Announcement by presiding member without discussion. No.
Number 11.
11, yes.
Yep.
12, report of officers. Recommendation that in respect to the terms of reference of the Audit and Governance Committee, 1, endorse the terms of reference as attachment 2, recommend that the council adopt the terms of reference as per attachment 2, and 3, set the Audit and Risk Governance Committee for the first Tuesday of each month in the chamber of council. Maybe go to number 2 first, or number 1 is just looking at it, and just look at the recommendations around the table.
So just through the chair, number 3, we decided we put that in there so that the committee is determining its meeting date.
Yes.
As if it's into the terms of reference, then it's very hard to change.
Mm-hmm.
So we've left that for the committee.
Yep.
Determination. And terms of reference, I think, as was presented, as was workshopped with various comments. So it's the full menu rather than the lunch menu.
Yep. Councillor Bangers, any... Sorry?
Yeah, I have no further changes to make to the terms of reference.
No.
Mayor?
Happy to move it with the discussed changes that you've already discussed being incorporated into that attachment.
Councillor Whitwell?
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
I'm the one who's going to rock the boat. Page 19. The Audit and Risk Governance Committee objective, sorry, the third paragraph, under two. Mm-hmm. Audit Government can assist the town report council in liaison with the auditors overseeing external functions and promoting a transparent accountability of the town's financial management, comma, risk and governance systems and reporting. I like those two words, risk and governance, put in there.
This is on attachment two, is it?
Yeah, attachment two, page 19.
Page 19. And what number are you looking at?
Paragraph three.
Paragraph
under,
three.
Under number halfway two,
down.
Introduction.
Yep. Talking about scope.
No, talking about introduction. What it is has been taken from audit one.
Got it.
And I think we need to add risk and governance into there as well as audit.
What paragraph are you looking at?
Third paragraph, third line down.
In the introduction.
Yes. It says the town's financial management. On add risk and governance systems and reporting.
So the first sentence is specifically relating to the auditor. The association with the auditor.
Mm-hmm.
The second sentence is a broader role of the committee in relation to all aspects of the terms of reference.
Yes.
Which covers risk.
So your auditor is not going to necessarily take up the pure risk and governance matters under sentence one. So the first sentence is specifically relating to the auditor.
Where?
The first sentence of that paragraph,
where you want to add in risk and governance is specifically relating to the auditor. Overseeing external auditor functions, promoting transparent accountability.
And then the second sentence
The town's financial management risk and governance systems.
But the auditor is not looking at our risk and governance systems necessarily. So sentence one is really relating to the auditor,
right.
And sentence two tries to pick up is to provide appropriate advice and recommendations on matters relevant to all the terms of reference, which is there,
okay.
Where your risk and governance will come in under your terms of reference. If
okay.
you wanted to specify that in there, Mr. Chair.
Maybe something separate, because I'd like the transparency to go with regard to risk and governance as well. Not only to the auditor, to the community. I know I've been...
You're suggesting... A fourth paragraph there, you know, like just making where it starts the role of a committee. You want to make that a separate paragraph there?
I'm not up for ideas. I really think risk and governance should be in there as not only audit, because we're changing the name.
I understand. I think the first sentence.
You want to make another sentence, another paragraph, or another. Sentence down the back on the bottom of that.
Yeah, or maybe after the first paragraph, because it's sort of laying out what it's about, and then you could have that the committee has oversight and liaison in terms of auditing and blah blah blah, and then it can go into more detail about the auditing. After the second paragraph, sorry.
No.
But yeah. You can add it in there, just make it a separate little bit.
Just a single way.
Flesh out a little bit, yeah.
It's because the way it's been structured is to provide that overview, really the objectives, when you look at part three, they are the more detailed objectives that the committee are to oversee.
But those objectives were put in place when they were the audit committee only.
No, they were audit, risk and governance.
No, we can take you back to the old one.
No, I'm looking at the objectives here.
I'm talking about the old one. This one come off the old...
The introduction.
Yeah. I can't see it up there.
Through the chair, if 3.3 of the objectives was to be added, the establishment, the objectives of the audit risk governance committee are to oversee, If part 3.3 was slightly extended to read the establishment, effectiveness and maintenance of controls and systems to safeguard the town's financial, fiscal resources and risk.
I'm trying to keep away from the objectives at the moment. I'm talking about the introduction.
Well, in my view,
that
is covered by reference to the oversight of your terms of reference.
Yeah.
And the term of reference includes the objectives.
Yeah.
So if the objectives include specifying risk specifically and governance, then I think it's captured.
Otherwise, your introduction should finish at the end of paragraph two, and then you just go into your objectives, which cover all those detailed areas. Just delete paragraph three.
But my concern is I want to see that word transparency and accountability stuff in there.
I'd simply add the words risk and governance to part 3.3 of the objectives.
Sorry,
I'd like to see
it go to the introduction rather than to the objectives. What I'm saying
is it's got right as a heading, Audit Risk and Governance Committee.
Yes. But then it comes down to the accountability of the town's financial management systems, that's all.
So if we put a new paragraph three that said that the Audit Risk and Governance Committee will primarily focus on relevant matters pertaining to audit, internal and external, risk and governance.
Yep.
And just leave that as a short paragraph.
Yeah.
Then it talks about liaising with the auditor. And then it refers to the other terms of reference for a complete discharge.
I'd like to see it in the introduction rather than...
Come to if we do something like that.
Yep.
Focus. And then the next paragraph, as is currently in there, sentence one relates to the auditor, and sentence two relates to the other functions under the terms of reference. Might need to put relevant in front of matters. Relevant matters.
People happy with that?
Yeah. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've got to get you to endorse it as well.
As long as you're happy.
Councillor Whitwell?
Oh, yeah, look, I'm happy about the balance of the objectives and what you put up there.
Right, 6.1, page 20. Meetings may be called by the presiding member, the Audit Risk and Governance Committee, or at the request of the Mayor and Chief Executive Officer. Are we going to put a time frame in there at all? Because we're at the moment, we've got meetings on the first Tuesday of every month, sort of thing. It's hard for myself and Ms. Penganis here to make time available, sort of thing, sometimes.
So this would be a formal meeting of the committee. Mm-hmm. So at this stage, this committee has determined, if you accept part three of the recommendation.
Yeah, but then 6.1 says it may be called by the presiding member. Yep. So the mayor or yourself.
Believe me, no one wants more meetings than need to be. But unless there's a reason to hold the meeting, we wouldn't be calling the meeting. We may offer you the opportunity for a briefing or a workshop. But if it's a meeting of the committee, if you're meeting once a month, it's hard to understand why any committee of the council would need to meet more than once a month. It's just there if there's an urgent matter comes up. If the auditor said, hey guys, there's a big problem, we want to let the committee know, you'd probably bring the committee together.
Yes, I take it. Okay, I think that's it.
6.6 relates to what I said in my thing. The Audit Risk Governance Committee will develop forward meeting schedules, including its dates, location, purpose for the work plan and each of the meetings before the coming of the year, and cover all responsibility outlined in the terms of reference. I think that's one thing I was relating to. Mm-hmm. Then 7.14, was it? Review the process development in towns fraud and satisfy the town's appropriate systems in place to detect and capture the fixer's responsibility for fraud-related information.
Right. So what's your point on that?
No, I just brought up in when I was talking before something with regards to the knowing that the fraud policies and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And the stats and what's going on. I looked at 7.35. The word consider, I looked it up and it's interpreting what consider says, to me sometimes it's a hard word to put down, you know.
So the committee, I think if I can through the chair, the committee is not going to control those changes.
No.
And if management identifies changes, we'll bring them to the committee's attention, and the committee can consider them. Right. The committee can then make a recommendation to council about whether there is an appropriate, whether it's appropriate or not.
Yep.
But this is not to try to give the committee the day-to-day operations of getting that closely involved in operational matters within the organisation. You'll drive us nuts and we'll drive you nuts.
No, that's what I was trying to consider it because, as you said, it's for you to bring to us and we consider it, and after that we put the recommendations up. That's sort of interpretation
in my
mind.
The committee reserves the right to make recommendations to council.
Financial reports. I go to that page here and it says number three is to review quarterly financial reports on all the town, the Port Hedland managed community facilities. I don't see it in there at all.
So 7.4.3? No, really?
Annual report.
Which one is it? 7.4.3?
I'm looking at this one here, sort of, you know?
Who is it?
Previous one?
No, I'm looking at this.
The current terms of reference.
No, I'm looking at the one previously before this one.
Yeah, which is the current one.
This is the current one. I just can't see that put into here anywhere.
Oh. Because those financial reports are now being dealt with through our internal processes.
So we don't look at them at all no more?
Council sees the reports. So I don't think we've actually got those in this.
So with the Audit and Risk Governance Committee, can't we be highlighting the problems that we can see coming up in the quarter reports to the council?
Well, we've taken that as an administrative matter, that the quarterly reports are provided to us by the YMCA form. They are two key management contractors, and so we're dealing with those, and if necessary, reporting straight to council on any of those matters.
So
it's a lot of busy work, Ron, to be quite honest.
I know, just that I've been to a meeting with Peter and considered with the 10% sort of thing, And myself and Ms. Panganasi, knowing percentages with regards to the budget and that sort of stuff, with the 10% sort of stuff, it's a no-no with regards to policies, procedures sort of stuff. It might be something that which we could look at and waive to the council under risk assessment sort of stuff.
Material variations? Is that what you're referring to? The 10%?
Talking to the variation in the budget.
Yeah, the material variation thresholds.
Yes.
Well, our staff are picking those up, so...
I think the distinction for the Chair is that this is an Audit, Risk and Governance Committee.
Yep.
As opposed to a Finance Committee. So the Council does not have a Finance Committee, it does the Audit and Finance through Director Council. So the monthlies are dealt with to Council, the quarterly budget reviews dealt with by Council. So the Council's intent, as far as I can understand and appreciate, is that the Audit Risk Governance Committee is about the structure that's in place, not about managing the day-to-day. So therefore, the monthly financials go to Council by law, first and foremost. And whether there is a need for the Council to delegate a function to consider the monthly financials to the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee and rebadging it the Audit, Risk, Finance and Governance Committee, for example, I guess is the question.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about monthly, I was talking about quarterly reports.
So those reports are coming from YMCA and FORM. They are a pretty generic report from those organisations because their budgets are obviously only a...
I'm just highlighting that I've seen it here, yet I'm not seeing it in here.
Yep, we've taken it out.
Right, and you've taken it out. And that's about it. So with recommendation one, we're going to do them separately, all together, and the table.
I'm happy to work with the changes that you've discussed and Ian's discussed.
All together?
Mm-hmm.
Seconder, sorry.
So,
the mayor. All three. Simple majority required. Seconder? Councillor Whitwell? Any more clarifications?
Well, just for my clarification, I think the only change that we've actually made is that additional sentence or short paragraph under part two.
But also, community member Ms. Pangas said about the progress report being a standing agenda item, and the chairman said about the decision register or status decision register coming back.
This is word of 6.6 on page 21.
So sorry, I thought there was three changes. The paragraph, then the status report coming back whenever it comes back, and your decision register.
So, well, I guess we think they're covered under 6.6 now.
Yeah, yeah.
And the committee is asking us to provide a status report as part of the agenda. So the terms of reference don't normally get down into detailing every report that's going to be in an agenda. So we would take that on. If you want to record it in here, you can have it recorded. Otherwise, the committee is going to be saying to me at the next meeting, where's that status report?
Can you say 6 months?
Yeah, it's something periodic rather than on a regular basis because we're doing a lot of monitoring here. So
if the work plan had in 6 monthly gaps a status report or an overview, we would put that into the work plan.
Long as the work plan comes up and show what we're doing monthly sort of thing is of concern, sort of, so we're... Tonight we only have one agenda item, sort of, you know. Yet last time we had a huge agenda.
So I think you've already agreed to a work plan for the year.
Have we?
Yeah, we did.
So we're following that work plan at this stage.
As long as everyone's in agreement of what the work plan is.
Yes,
as long as it includes status reports on a 6-monthly basis, and some sort of tracking of the decision register, so it's tracking decisions and being them being enacted.
Yes,
so as long as we're all in agreement with that, then that's good.
Okay, I've got a mover and a seconder. Anyone against? None against? Carried 5-0. Page 25. Motions with previous notice have been given. 0. 14. New business of an urgent nature. 0.
Yep.
Matters which meeting may be closed.
Yep.
Confidential matter. 0. Closure. The date of next meeting. 5th of July 2016. 5:30. If there's no other things. Business we discuss, I therefore declare the meeting closed at 6:07.